Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Can you dig it? Dig it, sucker.
Can you dig it, baby? We got the two-time Hall of Famer, World Heavyweight Champion, the Tag Team Champion, the WCW Champion. I mean, this guy's got more belts than they do at Walmart. What's up, Booker T? How are you this morning?
What's going on, bro? How you feel?
Oh, man, you're one of the hardest working guys in show business. I'm trying to figure out if you're working harder now or 25 years ago when you were in the ring. It seems like all I do is see you working.
Man, that's the way you keep your name out there, man. You got to stay in the game, bro. Preparation is the only luck you're ever going to have. Can't be thinking about the past or anything like that. You got to be thinking about the present, and then you got to be thinking about the future at the same time. I have no time for anything. I make time for everything, and that's just my motto.
Well, I appreciate you making time for our show. We're excited about your show. There is a 9-week event going on A&E. They got the most iconic legends of wrestling, like The Undertaker, Goldberg, Kurt Angle, Rey Mysterio, all these guys. Seeing their bio and seeing their story, and then afterwards, Booker T and Rosenberg, they break it down and they do a little smack talking. I was able to catch the show, and I watch you on Twitter, and I even seen where recently you got back in the ring. How did your body hold up after getting out there and taking some bumps?
Let's not forget about Jackie Redmond, who's a part of that deal with us, too. Got to make sure we are missing the whole team, because trust me, I would not be the person I am without that team. But as far as getting back in the ring, for me, man, I love, getting back in the ring every now and then, having fun with my students. It's not that I have any itch to scratch or anything like that, but it's my company. It's Reality of Wrestling. And right now, to make our company as big as, we possibly can sometime, those are the things that the boss got to do. I learned that from Vince McMahon, actually. Being a guy that sometimes you got to get your hands dirty. It was fun, man. It was fun. The crowd definitely had a great night. I lost control of Reality of Wrestling. what a night to still be able to go out there and show my kids that their boss, that their sensei, their trainer can still go out there and get it done.
Were those the same Brooks and Dunn fire pants that you wore back in 1998 that you wore in the ring just a couple weeks ago? Same pair?
They weren't the Brooks and Dunn, but those actually were the ones. Those were the same tights that I wore in 1998, which is awesome, to still be able to, put those tights on. And then to show the comparison of me back then and me now. And the old band is still in relatively pretty good shape. That right there was definitely a historic moment, so to speak.
That's got to make you feel good when you go to throw on pants that are damn near 25 years old and they still fit. I could see by watching you in the ring, you're still in great shape at 57. I go to the gym, but for some reason, I'm not getting the Booker T results. I'm wondering if you can give me, what does a chest day look like for you? What are the reps? How many? What's an average chest day for you?
Well, my workout routine hadn't changed over the last 25 years. I'm going to do bench press. I'm going to do flies, cable flies. And I'm going to do press, dumbbell presses. And my thing is, if I can't do sets of 8 to 10, I don't do it. And I try to do 5 reps, which each one pyramid up and pyramid down. But my thing now is I don't do as heavy a weight as I did back in the day, because one thing, as you get older, you got to understand the bone doesn't regenerate. You can only really work on the muscle past a certain age. And if you're not working on that muscle, you atrophy and downhill from there. So you just got to stay moderate, moderate to heavy, 8 to 10.
Make sure you're watching WWE Smack Talk with Booker T, Peter Rosenberg, and, of course, we will not forget the lovely and talented Jackie Redmond, our guest. Booker T, all ready to go here. A lot of people have been talking about Vince McMahon lately at 77. He decides to step away. It seems like the right time and right age. But now that he's stepping down, I'd like to hear some of your fondest memories of Vince, because he really liked you, right?
Yeah, man, I was one of Vince's.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Guys, as far as he knew he can count on me. You know, he knew he could trust me. I was a guy that was going to, you know, go out and, you know, get the job done more so than anything. But one thing about Vince, he's, for me, he's always been the boss. I never looked at Vince, you know, like he was my friend or anything like that, even though Vince has always been very, very friendly towards me, and he may even consider me a friend, you know what I mean? But one thing that I've always tried to think about is not getting too close to the boss, because one day the boss may have to fire you. And you don't want to be close to the boss when he has to fire you, you know? So for me, I remember Vince gave me his phone number once when I first met him, and he said, "You need anything, you ever call me. You can, you know, call me and just, you know, hit me up anytime." You know, I was like, "Oh, I appreciate it." And over, you know, my 20 years in that company, I never used that phone number once. You know what I'm saying? If the boss needs to talk to me, he'll call me. Or I'll see him and he'll bring me into his office. Anything other than that, I don't want to see the boss if I don't have to, you know. But we've always had a really good relationship. He took me under his wing when I came into WWE early on. You know, I was, you know, like a Vince guy. He always treated me well and always put me in a certain position and took care of my family, and I'm going to miss him. But this is the end of an era. He will go down as the greatest wrestling promoter that ever did.
What do you think is the one attribute or the biggest reason why he's so successful?
I think, you know, he was willing to take a chance early on when he, you know, took over the reins of WWE from his dad. He was able to shift gears and look at wrestling totally different than his dad did at that time, or anyone else perhaps at that time, as far as taking wrestling globally to where the world could see it, you know, just by flicking on their television. And that right there totally changed professional wrestling. I think that's going to be, you know, something that he's definitely going to be remembered for. And now Stephanie has a chance to switch those gears again and create something even bigger. So I'm wondering, you know, what the future of, you know, WWE is going to be like going forward.
We're talking with a 35-time champion. I heard on a recent episode of your Hall of Fame podcast, which everybody should go check out, you were telling a story about a certain wrestler who got the word that he's going to be losing his title belt, and you were talking about how it brought him to tears. But we're not naming any names, but you being a 35-time champion, typically how does a wrestler find out that he's going to be the champ or that he's not going to be the champ anymore? Is it an email? Is there a certain person that you see the phone ring? Is it a pink slip in your locker? How do you find out when the belt is changing hands?
normally the way you find out, you're going over or going under on a weekly basis. It's not like, you know, you're going to get a, you know, like a red phone that's going to ring.
How did you find out the first time you were going to become champion? How did you find out?
First time I was going to become champ, I found out maybe 3 days before that something might be happening. I might be winning the title. We're not sure. It was one of those type of deals. And then I found out I was winning the title 10 minutes before I went out and actually won it.
Wow. And they told you by just face-to-face, like, hey, tonight's your night?
They came and told me, you know, the night, you know, I'm winning the title at WCW. They came to me and told me that night earlier, because I had to wrestle that night. I had to wrestle Chris Canyon. A lot of people don't even remember that. I lost that match. And I was, they were telling me, but you're going to be wrestling again tonight, so, you know, so stick around, maybe, you know what I mean, just stick around. I was like, man, everything happened. I was like, I just wanted to leave. I just wanted to go get out of there and go to my room. And I got a chance to win the world title. And then everything happened. They go, you're going to be winning the world title. You got 10 minutes to get ready. And that was it. And Jeff Jarrett and I went out with no preparation, and I won the world title that night. So that's the way it happened for me. When I won the title from Rey Mysterio, as you know, King, I might have found out that night.
They don't want to leak, so you don't find out till last minute.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way. I would rather it be that way. I wasn't one of those guys that was looking to know what the script was for next week. I need to be able to feel the script once I got it in order to make it feel real, you know. So, no, I wasn't winning. And I didn't care if I was, most of the time, I didn't care if I was winning or losing. That's what I try to teach my young wrestlers. Your losses got to be better than your wins, you know. So that's what makes you really a great wrestler, a great champion. Their losses are much better than their wins. That's what made Shawn Michaels so special. That's what we're going to be able to talk to him, you know, and the, you know, about the, you know, biographies and the, you know, legends, you know, and his career, about how good he was as a loser. A lot of people don't even talk about or think about how good Shawn Michaels was as a loser. But I tell you, he was one of the best at going out there and making his opponents look better than anybody else could. And that's what the wrestling business is truly built on.
And you can watch WWE Smack Talk to hear some of these exclusive stories with our guest, Booker T. I also highly recommend you watch his A&E biography. Man, I didn't realize you watch this, and it's still on demand. Just speak into your remote. Booker T bio on A&E, and it will come right up. You were the youngest of 8 siblings. By the time you're 13, you lost your mom and your dad. In your early 20s, you find yourself in prison. Now we look at you, 2-time Hall of Famer. You're giving back to the youth. What was the mindset at that time? Because the odds were stacked against you. And maybe if somebody's listening that feels like they got everything against them, you somehow pulled yourself out of the gutter. What was the mindset for Booker T back then?
How did I end up like this? You know, but, you know, how the hell am I going to end up in a prison cell? You know, yeah. One thing I didn't do is I didn't blame anybody or anything like that. My mother always used to tell me, Junior, you know right from wrong. And when I was in that state, I knew I was doing wrong, and I knew I had to atone for it. I had to accept it, pay for it, and move on, and try to figure this thing out more than anything. I knew I had to gain trust all over again. I didn't expect anyone to trust me. And the thing is, they shouldn't have, you know what I mean? Because I was coming out of prison. No one should trust a prisoner. Just give you guys some advice. I gained that trust back again, and I earned it. And then I got rewarded for it. And then I got put in a place where I could actually do something. And my brother always told me, do something, you know, do the best you possibly can to something better comes along. You know, no matter what you're doing, just do it to the best of your ability. And I adopted that. And I think that's what kind of like pushed me over the threshold to, you know, get me to the next level. And then from that point, it's just hard work. It's no secrets or anything like that. And professional wrestling, I didn't get it. I just wanted to be a professional wrestler. I wanted to be better than everybody in the locker room. I wanted to be a Hall of Famer. I wanted to be, people remember me. When they talk about Ric Flair, they talk about, you know, guys like Harley Race, and then they go, well, Booker T, you know, that's the way I wanted to be when I got into wrestling. And I studied those guys, and I studied what made those guys great. And it's no accident why I'm here today. You know, it's no accident at all. This is something that was supposed to happen, and I just thank God that it came to fruition.
When I watched your bio, another thing you said that I found to be interesting was you said you make it in the locker room before you make it in the ring. What did you mean by that?
Well, your peers got to trust you. You know, they got to know why you're there. And coming from WCW, there again, it's just like coming out of prison. I could expect no one there to trust me. I got to go out and show them. But I got to go out there and show them how good I am at the same time. And for me...
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
It was a challenge, you know, because I always thought I was as good as anybody in the world, and I always wanted to test myself with the WWE wrestlers. I said, I want to see exactly how good I really am. You know, and by God, 20 years later, I think I proved it, man. I really do. I think I proved how good I really was. I didn't slip on a banana peel and make it through the WWE and still be there this many years later. Preparation has always been the only luck that I ever have had in this business, and how talented I was and what I brought to the table. And by God, I'm still here. I'm still here, and I'm living my best life. I must say that.
Well deserved. Our guest, Booker T, final question before we let you go. We like to talk a lot of basketball around here. I know that you're an athlete. You played some basketball and football growing up. Who is your all-time starting five best wrestlers of all time? Like, if you had to put a point guard out there, you had to have a big man, big center. Can you list maybe guys you've competed against, maybe guys that paved the way for you, but who would be Booker T's all-time starting five wrestlers?
Man, you know, I'm going from my era, okay? I can't go from the Ric Flair and the guys that came before me. I let those guys, you know, use that analogy, you know, for their era. But for me, you know, the big guy would probably be my big homie, Kevin Nash, at center, which, you know, of course, you know, Big Kev played some basketball back in the day. The guy that would be running the point would be Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, nice.
With of course with his sidekick Rey Mysterio.
What a backcourt right there. That is an impressive backcourt.
And then we'd probably have to go with a guy that I knew I could always count on. That was always clutch, in precious situations, and that would be Christian. I would have to have Christian on my team.
And then one more. Who's the rebounder and the guy that you can count on, like the Rodman of the team? little scrappy. I think you're going to need that to fill out your lineup.
Exactly. That's exactly where I'm going right here. Who would that guy be?
Maybe somebody that talks a little smack, man. Too. You need a smack talker.
Let me tell you right now, I already know who it is. brother from another mother, my former tag team partner, a guy that I know, you know, that's willing to scrap, would be Big Papa Pump.
It's gonna be a tough five to stop. Booker T, ain't no stopping him now. He's all ready to go. Can you dig it, sucker? I appreciate your time, Booker T, and keep up the hard work, man. Everything that you're getting, you deserve and you've earned, and we're going to keep watching you, especially on WWE Smack Talk. Make sure you check it out on A&E. Thank you so much, Booker. Have a good one, brother.
Hey, man. I appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for giving me some time. Don't miss out. Don't get shut out Sunday night. We'll holler at you.
Peace.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.